Almost exactly a month ago, on the 12th of January, the already impoverished Haiti was hit by a devastating earthquake that killed an estimated 230,000 people and left hundreds of thousands more without shelter. Anthropologist and historian Markéta Křížová is the author of The Only History of Haiti in Czech and has been following recent events there keenly. This week we discussed the situation in the country and the outlook for the future. But first, I asked Markéta Křížová how often she'd been to Haiti when preparing her book.
I've never been to Haiti, and honestly, I will not risk it. For historian, as I'm a historian, it's much easier to study the history of Haiti in other places because Haitian archives are have been in ruins even before the earthquake. Basically, Haiti is so dangerous a country. My friend, very good friend, who is coming very often to Dominican Republic because he is dealing in agriculture implements and so, and he has visited briefly several times Haiti, told me that, in Dominican Republic, it may happen that they kill you for $10. In Haiti, it often happens that they kill a white man first and then only after they look if he has any money. So really, I would like to go there, but I would not risk it at this moment.
Well, now it's about a month since the earthquake happened in Haiti. What was your reaction when you heard on January 12th what had happened?
I really thought that, well, that's the end, because I don't. Interesting is that I really, after working more than a year in the history of Haiti and going through the archival materials in France and London, and so I really feel very compassionate for Haiti. It struck me, the news struck me much more than, for example, the news of the tsunami. It was bad, but it was not in the region I know so good. And I really thought, well, that's the end, because the society has no reserves. It has no infrastructure that can help the people to start anew. The first day after the earthquake, I was asked by the Czech radio to just give a very brief comment. And then my students told me, okay, it was an interesting comment, but could you say anything positive? And I say, I don't see any future, because there's nothing you can start with. In many, many third world countries, at least the peasants can work out a bare living out of their soil. But in Haiti, you can't do even this. And the only possibilities for some earning were in Port-au-Prince, the assemblage factories. So it's really a problem, and there's no potential for tourism even. Of course, the problem is that now you send to Haiti, for example, the medical teams, they can save the people's lives, but what next?
Well, that leads me to my next question. Shimon Panek from the Czech NGO People in Need, he has suggested that there could be a protectorate in Haiti. What's your view of that idea?
Well, I think it will end in protectorate, because I think there's no other chance, but I don't see much future in this, because the American occupation tried to establish some foundations for, I would say, a Western democracy style in Haiti, and they failed in much better situation. Much better economic situation, when still there could be, for example, some market for Haitian sugar. And the problem is that you can't transplant to Haitian society the Western-style democracy from one day to another. The society needs some time to mature, but to establish by its own force the mechanisms that would suit best those people. And
do you think that's possible, given that it's so unstable and always has been?
Well, it's not possible. And it would be cruel to these people who are dying, who are hungry, and their government is not able, or not willing, I don't know, give them what they need. But in the view of the future decades, I think the people would protest, especially in Haiti, because the whole ideology of Haiti in the past two centuries was built on their distrust to European or Euro-American culture, and the ideology of de Valierism, the two de Valiers that were reigning in Haiti from the middle of the 20th century.
That's Papa Doc and Baby Doc.
Yeah. Also, their ideology was built on the premise that it's the fault of the West, and also, you know, if you decide that you give the greatest possible amount of self-government to some people, to some culture, to some nation, then you have to be willing to accept that some of the features of this system would diverge from the European way of self-government. This is the problem. Of course, it's very, very delicate problem. If you accept nepotism, if you accept the harassment of women as a part of cultural system, or if you force the people to accept your rules. Besides, it's really, really difficult to, and you see it every day from the news. You know, you can establish the international armies in Haiti, but still these soldiers would not be able to monitor the life of every individual. And the power of the gangs, the power of their informal networks in the cities, the power of the bosses, of the voodoo authorities is enormous, you know, and I don't believe even the international protectorate would be able to change this.
Finally, maybe briefly, where do you see Haiti in, say, 10 years from today?
Well, I think the people who would be able to would try to leave Haiti. And now is a good time, because the states of the American continent have relaxed their persecution of the illegal immigrants. So I think especially those who have some relatives abroad already will try to get out. And those who don't have the chance, they will somehow survive on the international humanitarian aid. I think the only possible way would not be to bring more food and more medicals, but to establish some factories, to establish something to promote the development of Haitian economy, but not in the way it was done in the 80s and 90s, where only the assemblage plants were established that did not bring anything to the Haitian society itself. Yeah, so if the great powers will be willing to help with this, then, but still, I think 10 years from now, Haiti will be the poorest country in the American continent and one of the poorest in the world.